With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back to talk about what I expect to see in episode number 10 of Survivor 43. It was a really exciting episode last week of Survivor with the split tribal council twist, and I'm really interested to see where we go from here because I think that we have something coming up here in the next couple of weeks that is a little bit unprecedented here in the last couple of years of Survivor, especially here in the new era. It has been very unusual to have this many weeks potentially in front of us that are normal Survivor weeks. We are going to have the final 8 vote, the final 7 vote, the final 6 vote, and the final 5 vote before we get to the final 4 fire-making twist. Now, what is unusual about this is that we are not expecting to get a do or die twist to screw up the final 7. So I think that we are about to see, potentially, fingers crossed, knocking on the wood to get some real Survivor going on here over the next month of the season. And so I am very excited about that. It is a wild and fluid game right now, and I am really interested to see how things shake out after these groups of survivors get back together after being split up at the last vote. So let's take a look at what is going on right now here as we head into the final 8. Now, we had our 2 tribal councils last night. We saw James. That was the big move that Sammy got going last week. He went to Carla. She was in on it. Of course, Noelle with the vote steal, making everybody think that it was going to be Owen's vote that was getting stolen. They get James out of the game. It'll be interesting to see what goes on when these groups get back together. Of course, Cody and Jesse on the other side of things, they had a decision to make. They sent Ryan out of the game. Ryan, who was kind of a free agent, not really working with Coco. And we'll see what happens when everybody comes back together, because this group that was at the last tribal council, that the 4 people that walked away from that tribal council, Carla and Sammy, and then also Owen and Noel, I think they kind of feel like that they did something together last time out. And it was really the guy that got the ball rolling in terms of talking to Carla was Sammy, not to take anything away from Noel, who made a great move to get James out of the game. But I think Sammy really showed us his loyalty is to Carla after that last episode of Survivor. And now we know Cassidy also from her time back at Coco is also loyal to Carla. So I really would be surprised if there was any sort of movement that went on here in this group of 3. So I wonder what Sammy might want to do here in terms of his next move. Now, I think that when we see the reaction from all of this to getting James voted out, I think that Jesse and Cody are going to feel like, oh my God, whether Sammy flipped or Noel used the vote steal, that I don't think that they're going to necessarily think that Carla was in on taking out James. And I think that they're going to feel like that, okay, for Cody and Jesse, we've got Cassidy and Carla still with us and potentially Sammy. What is the move that we want to make? I feel like that for Jesse and Cody, I think that they are still looking at the Noel and Owens of the world, okay? It's going to be interesting to see, really, the person that holds the most power, I think, at this point in the game is Carla. Because Carla can go in a lot of different directions here. For Carla, she has Sammy working with her. She has Cassidy working with her. She could potentially look at a Noel or an Owen as people that are sort of on the bottom, not really with Coco, that she could continue to go after. Also, that Carla is in an interesting position where she could set her sights on the Cody and Jesse's of the world and potentially look at them as sort of like, okay, I got James out of the game with the help of some of the folks that were at that last tribal council. Maybe now is the time to break up the tightest pair in the game in Jesse and Cody. And that could be a direction that she is looking. It would have to be a blindside considering both of them have the hidden immunity idols. The real wild card in all this is Gabler, based off of, and again, what else is new? Gabler is the wild card, a position that he's been in this entire game. So Gabler looked like, as of last week, he got something going with Jesse and Cody. They may feel like that he is with them. But in the preview, we see Gabler talking to Carla and saying that, hey, we need to break up Jesse and Cody, that these two are tight. So could there be a scenario where Gabler wants to flip away, link back up with some of these people over from Baca and potentially go after these two who are super tight? This is like, I know you're saying like, Rob, you've said a million different things. Well, really, this could go in so many different ways. One of the things that I was thinking about the other day was that could Carla potentially want to take Gabler off the board? You know, Gabler is such a wild card, is not really somebody that she has had a working relationship too much that we've seen on the show. And I feel like that Gabler is somebody who has loyalties to Sammy, loyalties to Owen based on some of their tribe origins in terms of all being from Baca. He's kind of got a relationship with Cody and Jesse. He was the person that was also in the last challenge that was cheering like, hey, let's go big boys. And Carla says, what about the big girls? So I don't know if Gabler is kind of playing the game like a guy's guy and maybe may want to be more predisposed to working with some of the men out there. And I just think that that would be an interesting piece for Carla to take off the board right now, where then she still has her options to potentially work with Jesse and Cody, and then also has options to be able to stick with the people that she was working with at that last vote, like Sammy, even Noel and Owen. I don't think anybody would be super opposed to having a Gabler go out of the game. So I don't know. To me, that's the one that I sort of like, and it might be a long shot, but if Jesse and Cody have idols, I don't know necessarily where the move is going. Now, again, they don't know Jesse has an idol, and that might be a surprise idol. Maybe this is all building towards a big blindside of Cody, or even to go after Jesse, and then we'll have to see if Jesse can play his idol. But to go after Noel potentially is an option that's on the board, but I am not necessarily sure that Carla and Cassidy are going to want to see another woman go out of the game here at this spot. Owen is always going to be a target, but to me, Gabler seems like that he has the least amount of people going to bat for him, and maybe he might be just like an interesting piece to take off the board that sort of like really prevents Cody and Jesse from having another option to be able to go with. And if Sammy doesn't really try to go to bat for Gabler, then potentially he's the target. But really, we're really just, you know, grasping at straws. But that's the best way to be in Survivor, where it is so fluid. There are these duos and pairs and even a trio maybe. And so we'll see how they all come together at what should be a really interesting final vote. Final eight has been a big vote in Survivor in these last couple of seasons, where this is where the power shifted against Shan. We saw Hai voted out at the final eight. So I think that the players, now that the split tribal council has happened, I think that they are going to be coming out swinging. It's officially, I think it's day 20. And so I think that that's also big in a 26-day game of, all right, hey, let's go. Let's start really playing. And so we'll see how it all plays out. Thanksgiving week here in the U.S., Stephen Fishback is traveling. So we're going to be having Omer Zahir join me for the Know It Alls Live on Wednesday night. So really looking forward to hearing what Omer has to say about everything that's going on in this game. And then as we get towards the weekend, I'm going to have Shannon Gus join me on Friday. We're going to do the feedback show first with Shannon Gus. And then season 41's Tiffany Seeley will join me for a recap this weekend. Really would love to hear what you are thinking in the comments here if you watched us on YouTube, and hope you enjoy Survivor coming up on Wednesday night. That's what I expect to see on episode number 10, Survivor 43.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.